from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Good morning, everyone. It is 8 a.m. Central Time, and we are deep in the midst of our 34-hour broadcast. Here looking at the IG report and the fall of the deep state. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining me. I think I'm starting to get used to getting up early. Yesterday, I kind of looked like this guy. And I felt like this guy too. If you want to zoom in on the little dot cam on there, we show people who are watching at home at Infowars.com/show. This guy's running for Congress and he decided to spray himself in the face with mace, thinking that's going to get him voters. So there he is. That's the aftermath of that. And he was proposing, I think his last name was Tillman, Levi Tillman, was proposing that every schoolhouse, every classroom have a break glass in case of emergency can of pepper spray. And that would stop intruders. Now, we've got some breaking news. This came out the BBC about 3 minutes ago. Trump imposes 25% tariff on Chinese goods. So about a month ago, he said we were going to have tariffs. We're going to put tariffs on their products because they have tariffs on ours. The Chinese responded. They slapped tariffs back in April, early April. They slapped tariffs on 128 U.S. goods. So from Politico, China is moving forward with its plan to counter President Trump's new tariffs on steel, aluminum, levying duties that will take effect more than $3 billion in U.S. exports to the country. They said it would impose the retaliatory tariffs on 128 products. So they have a 15% tariff on American fruit and nuts and add a 25% on pork, recycled aluminum, and other goods. And the U.S. ships $1 billion in pork to China, making it the number three behind Japan and Mexico. And now we have Trump imposing a 25% tariff on 800 products that will come into effect on July 6th. Trump said they're essential to preventing further unfair trade practices of American technology and intellectual property to China, which will protect American jobs. The U.S. wants China to stop practices that allegedly encourage transfer of design and product ideas, such as requirements that make foreign firms share the ownership with local partners to access the Chinese market. So the IMF, of course, also got into it with Trump. Christine Lagarde, she was at the G7. She warned Trump that the administration's trade policies were likely to hurt the U.S. economy and undermine the world's trade system. And I guess the trade system operates where we take a cut and kind of prop up everybody else's economies while they have no export tariffs on their goods coming to us. And all Trump is trying to level the playing field. And they, you know, he said it. He said it on a couple different interviews. He said, look, I'm talking to these guys from Europe and they're smiling. They're like, yeah, we got it. We got one over on you, President, for a long time. It's okay, though. It's okay. So to his face, they said that. Then they tried to pull a fast one, especially Trudeau in Canada. So I got a whole host of other news. There's some migrant news. France is meeting with the Italian prime minister, the new Italian prime minister, who is who told the migrants to pack their bags. Angela Merkel is looking, they call it a political near-death experience with the migrant crisis. And California is looking at ending daylight savings time. And I'm going to have two guests in studio, Reverend David Peters, who's a Army veteran or Army chaplain veteran. He's going to be taking your calls, especially from vets. And Darren McBreen, all that and more on The Real News with David Knight. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the Infowars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the real news. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in for David Knight. He'll be back on Monday. And I jumped in the chair for these last 2 days as part of our 34-hour broadcast of Fall of the Deep State and the release of the IG report, which, as we know, came out yesterday afternoon, about an hour early. Very ungovernment-like to do something early. And there's been mixed response so far. The FBI director came out and said he's going to make his employees have sensitivity training, which I don't know what that has to do with anything. But here's some articles I'm going to go over. From the Daily Mail, Viva la Resistance, IG report reveals more Justice Department bias as FBI lawyer working on Mueller's Russia probe texted colleagues that he was numb after Trump's election. No, down here. There we go. We're just exercising the dot cam this morning. It's a little rusty. We have this one, a closer look at extreme FBI bias revealed in OIG report. That's from Zero Hedge. There's more than enough evidence at minimum to launch a special counsel. Well, I mean, if we're going to launch a special counsel off of a fake dossier paid for by the Democrats, why not this from an internal IG report? Here's another one. Trump allies seize on DOJ report as they seek to undercut Mueller probe. And IG refers five employees for investigation as more anti-Trump messages revealed. And then there's this one. IG revelations on agent journo gift-giving could be federal crimes. Gifts in question included tickets to sporting events, golf outings, drinks, meals, and admittance to non-public social events. I think that's called a party, a private party. And who knows what goes on in those private parties. Eek. We got a couple reports I'm going to go to during this, but let's go to one that John Bowne filed right after Chris Wray's public address on his version of the IG reports. Very revealing from the FBI director. Here it is.
This report did not find any evidence of political bias or improper considerations actually impacting the investigation under review. The report does identify errors of judgment, violations of or even disregard for policy, and decisions that, at the very least, with the benefit of hindsight, were not the best choices.
The long-awaited Inspector General's report has been released. Inspector General Michael Horowitz paints a picture of former FBI Director James Comey as a loose cannon who deviated from Bureau and Justice Department procedures while fumbling the Hillary Clinton email investigation, also claiming the Democratic Trump-despising Comey was not motivated by political bias.
Is Donald Trump unfit to be president? Yes, but not in the way I often hear people talk about it. I don't buy the stuff about him being mentally incompetent or early stages of dementia. He strikes me as a person of above average intelligence who's tracking conversations and knows what's going on. I don't think he's medically unfit to be president. I think he's morally unfit to be president.
Inspector General Michael Horowitz concludes, while we did not find that these decisions were the result of political bias on Comey's part, we nevertheless concluded that by departing so clearly and dramatically from FBI and department norms, the decisions negatively impacted the perception of the FBI and the department as fair administrators of justice.
There's very little in here that we didn't know. Well, there are some emails and there are some texts we hadn't seen. But in terms of the errors of judgment of Jim Comey, not of Bob Mueller, of Jim Comey, in terms of the mountain of evidence that's sufficient to charge and convict Mrs. Clinton, in terms of the impropriety of Attorney General Lynch's meeting with Bill Clinton, there's nothing new. It astounds me that there is no recommendation for the indictment of Hillary Clinton. As wrong as the judgment was of Jim Comey, as critical as many of us have been of his decision to exonerate her, that judgment is not permanent and can be reversed, and there's no recommendation that it be done.
The IG report also outlines how Comey used his own Gmail account to handle FBI reports, even after being warned against it. Question is, if James Comey wasn't motivated by political bias, how do you explain the environment of the FBI agent's political bias surrounding the former FBI director? At the very least, I know they aren't Russians, but will the intelligence fixers Strzok and Page face prison for attempting to, quote, stop Trump? A clear usurpation of the presidential election of the democratically elected Donald Trump.
And although the law required no reason at all to fire an FBI director, the administration then chose to defame me and, more importantly, the FBI by saying that the organization was in disarray, that it was poorly led, that the workforce had lost confidence in its leader. Those were lies. Plain and simple. First, I want the American people to know this truth. The FBI is honest. The FBI is strong. And the FBI is and always will be independent.
John Bound reporting for Infowars.com.
All right. So, from the top, Chris Wray, oh, you know, not a big deal. Don't worry about it. This is fine. We're gonna put our guys in sensitivity training. And obviously, some of them need it. I want to go over a couple articles now. I don't know which one to do first. Read the texts, which are amazing. Or go over the GIFs. All right, I'll go over this one, because it looks like we got about 3 minutes left in this segment. IG revelations on Agent Journo gift-giving could be federal crimes. A bombshell Inspector General report revealed Thursday that several FBI employees improperly received gifts from reporters in connections with possible leaks of sensitive information. Gifts for leaks. I'll tell you a quick story. When I used to, I worked at a restaurant in college called Gibby's, and we used to do this thing. We called it Wings for Guinness. I worked in the kitchen. I provided wings to the bartenders. They provided Guinness to me. It's Wings for Guinness, okay? Mutually beneficial relationship. Here we have gifts from reporters for receiving leaks. So you have leaks for gifts. See how it works? The gifts in question include tickets to sporting events, golfing outings, drinks and meals, and admittance to non-public social events. Non-public social events. That's FBI speak for a kegger. The U.S. Office of Government Ethics provides that the executive branch employees may not solicit or accept, that's what they say right there, gifts that are given because of their official positions or that come from certain interested sources. And they call that prohibited sources. In fact, let's just read the rule right underneath it. The rule is a source as a person who is seeking official action by, is doing business, or seeking to do business with, or is regulated by the employee's agency, or has interest that may be substantially affected by performance or non-performance of the employee's official duties. These rules apply to government officials. It is not clear if any reporters involved in the dealings could face punishment. It's also if not clear if a reporter should be considered a prohibitive source. Well, if they're leaking to a reporter and the reporter's putting out information that's not supposed to be public, I would say that's prohibited. But hey, I'm not in the FBI. Thank goodness. I'm just a reporter here at Infowars.com. All right, we'll be right back with more. I'm going to get into some of these juicy texts. Wait till you read these. Just on the other side of the break, Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, sure, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Yesterday, Alex Jones walked in, and of course, everybody in the office was wondering if he was going to shave his beard, and he hadn't. And he walked in, and he brought up that CNN clip. He goes, isn't that funny? What Wolf Blitzer said, that he had to come out and actually say, we're not the enemy of the American people. And I said, yeah, isn't that funny? That's a weird disclaimer you'd have to put on your newscast. Hey, by the way, we're not the enemy of the American people. We're not the enemy of the American people. And he goes, it's kind of like Mars Attacks. And I knew exactly what he was talking about because they had these translators that they run around with. And he goes, that'd be funny if we could put that together. I start editing. You can hear that sound. That sound as the show comes on, that's me editing. And we'll put that thing together, got it out for the show, and Alex Jones, when he saw it for the first time, we hadn't shown it to him before. We showed it to him in the fourth hour, and he goes, oh, I had a brain orgasm, which I thought was pretty funny. And that's when you know your work is worthwhile. So let's get back into the IG report. Got this article. IG refers five FBI employees for investigation as more anti-Trump messages revealed. Now, remember, they said, hey, there's no political bias in any of this. It's, you know, they use bad judgment. They just use bad judgment. So, here's a quote. Some of these text messages and instant messages mix political commentary with discussions about the mid-year investigation, which was the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server, and raise concerns that political bias may have impacted investigative decisions, the report read. Political bias, even though they said there was no political bias. He uses those words in the report. That's Horowitz's 500-page report. So they were specifically concerned about the stroke page text, which we've seen, but there's more. Of course, you know, Stroke and Page were romantically involved, and I think she was married. And these texts came out in 2017, and there was actually a new text where Stroke vowed to stop Trump from becoming president. What's that? I'm going to call him Stroke. I call him that for a reason. Peter Stroke. Oh, I should pronounce his name right. That's what we're worried about here. Let's look at the content of what Stroke said. Well, actually, we have agents 1 through 5. But, of course, he vowed to stop Trump from becoming president. He was going to Jack Ryan over a car, grab the president, and tackle him. At least that's what I'm envisioning when he says, I'm going to stop him from becoming president. I'm going to stop it right now. The text messages and instant messages sent by these employees included statements of hostility toward then-candidate Trump, statements of hostility and statements of support for candidate Clinton, the report said. But there's no political bias, you see? Statements of hostility of one candidate and statements of support for another don't constitute political bias. So now let's read the text from agents 1 through 5, who are now unnamed at this time, but I'm sure within a week or so, probably sooner, their names will come out. I find anyone who enjoys this job an absolute effing idiot. If you don't think so, ask them one more question. Who are you voting for? I guarantee you it will be Donald Trump, agent 1 said. This is class, and they're doing this on work texting devices. I forgot about Trump. So sad and pathetic if they want to vote for him, agent 5 responded. These are your FBI agents. These are the people that go out and find mental midgets and encourage them, and with the use of informants, encourage them to go take part in terror attacks. And then they arrest them and act like the heroes. That's what some of these people are doing. I forgot about Trump. It's so sad and pathetic if they want to vote for him, Agent 5 responded. Someone who can't answer a question. Someone who can't be professional for even a second. He's talking about professionalism while texting about a candidate that he's supposed to be unbiased either way, non-political. In September, Agent 1 and 5 conversed again, bashing Trump supporters as, wait for it, Twitter, retarded. Retarded. A word that I used in a tweet, not even calling anybody retarded. I was calling a thought process retarded, and I got banned for 12 hours for using this word, retarded. Am I allowed to use it now? Because I'm quoting a text between agents 1 and agent 5. I'm trying to think who I would rather instead of spending my time with those people. Agent 5 said. Agent 1 said, stick your tongue in a fan. Agent 5 wrote, I'd rather have brunch with Trump and a bunch of his supporters like the ones from Ohio that are retarded. So people from Ohio, this is what the FBI thinks of you. At least Agent 5. The report did not, however, find evidence connecting those political opinions held by the FBI officials to decisions made in the Clinton investigation. This is what Horowitz said.
There were clearly tensions and disagreements in the number of important areas between mid-year agents and prosecutors. However, we did not find documentary or testimonial evidence that improper considerations, including political bias, directly affected the specific investigative decisions, the report read. Nonetheless, these messages cast a cloud over the FBI's handling of the mid-year investigation and the investigation's credibility.
So, is Horowitz saying there needs to be a new investigation? Because the first two? Have a cloud cast over them? Cast a cloud over the FBI's handling of the mid-year investigation. Oh, there's more. Don't worry. We're going to get into it after the break. This is what your government does with all your tax money. Just remember that as you go throughout the day. And they want to do another special counsel on top of this. They can't waste enough money. They love their investigations that find nothing. We'll be right back after this. You're watching The Real News with David Knight or listening to us on the radio.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido. It does so many things. X2, Even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go, and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
If you're in the game, well then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rhythm, don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing, clap your body.
This is Peter Stroke's theme song. Totally take this song and redo it with some quality lyrics.
I'm gonna send you texts. I'm gonna break up your marriage, and I'm gonna stop president.
Fun here on the Real News this morning. I gotta wake up somehow. I don't know how David does it, getting up this early. I'm a night owl. I lurk around the house while everybody's asleep, get things done, drinking copious amounts of water. fermented water. Non-fluoridated water, definitely. Where to begin? There's so much good stuff. Did I even finish all the texts? I don't know if I did that, if I finished them. Okay, so we ended on retarded. FBI agent 5 calling the people of Ohio who support Trump retarded. But of course that has nothing to do with political bias. So let's read this text. It is unclear which FBI employees have been referred to for investigation. They're not able to comment. I'm sure we're going to learn that. So here's the key text from Stroke and Page. Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Page texted Stroke. No, he won't. We'll stop it, Stroke responded. Of course, that means no political bias, right? That's exactly what that means. When I see that, I think, man, this guy doesn't have a political bone in his body. He's being impartial. And these were texts that they kept from the House committee when they asked for them. I can't believe this. An FBI employee sent a message such as, I have initiated the destruction of the Republic. Would you be so kind as to have a coffee with me this afternoon? I'm clinging to small pockets of happiness in dark time of the Republic's destruction. At least they know we're not a democracy. That is the one glimmer of light I see in this. They also consider us a republic, some of these FBI people, and not a dictatorship or anything else. Now, oh wait, before we jump to that, we have a video sent in from a listener. His name's Greg Reese. He's in Ohio. And he has been entering, this is probably his eighth, I guess, entry into our reporter contest. And I don't think I've plugged the reporter contest on this show. So if you go to Infowars.com/contest, we're having our recruitment drive and reporter contest. You can join the fight for humanity's destiny. $26,000 in prizes with the reporter contest. $20,000 first prize, $5,000 second prize, and $1,000 third prize. All the rules, all the guidelines are there. You have to follow the rules. The guidelines are there to help you increase your chances of winning. Follow them at your will. Me personally, I like a 2 to 3 minute report with some good graphics, some articles, some backing sources, and quick and to the point. Not a bunch of haranguing. You know, you look good on camera or you're just showing graphics. But I've been sent some things that I did not post. Guys hanging out in marijuana fields and whatnot. Guys with their shirts off in bed talking. It's like, no. You're not Alex Jones. We're not interested in that. We're interested in you coming on and being a professional reporter. I don't like to wear a tie. I wear it because we want to look good when we're out here. So Infowars.com/contest. For all the rules and guidelines. And I do want to let you know, all this is being supported by you out there. You know how we're actually, our tax dollars are supporting this FBI investigation, or this IG report, and the Mueller investigation, and the text messaging devices that these agents 1 through 5 were sending, including calling people from Ohio retarded. All that's supported by you and your tax dollars, but the support we get is from you using freedom and you seeing the value for value system here and going to InfoWarsStore.com and checking out some of our great deals we have right now. We're not going to run these for long. 50% off some of our best-selling products, including Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, Real Red Pill Plus, Brain Force Plus, and free shipping. We also have a really good deal on storable food. I think the storable food, some of it is that 50% off that storable food? I can't quite read it. Yeah. 50% off. I think it's across the board on our InfoWars Life Select storable foods. That's the 3 month supply. There's a 6 month. There's a 1 year. There's a 2 year. They're having last week, the volcano in Guatemala was going off. And I believe it was CBS News, was going to the villages. And these people were lining up for food because they didn't have food. They were lining up for water because they didn't have water. So you have to protect, because you don't know when that's going to happen. The people in Hawaii, there could be a major eruption. Now, chances are, because there's so much air, you know, helicopters, planes in that area, they'll be able to get most of these people out. But some people might be stuck for a while. It's mountainous terrain. You need to protect yourself. In fact, Greg's first entry was doing a quick, which you've probably seen on the show here, a water filter commercial. He ordered his Alexa Pure. It came. He did some tests with it, and he saw that it was pulling the lead out, and it was changing the pH of his water. It pulls out a lot more than just lead, too. It gets the chlorine, the fluoride. There's, in fact, if you go to the page that is on the store, there's a whole list of things it pulls out and the percentages it pulls them out. It's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out our great deals. It supports what we're doing here. Like this 34-hour, we had a crew here all night. Nonstop with the news, breaking reports. Really, the only break we took, which wasn't even a break, we ran 1 hour of special reports. The rest of the time has been hosts, guest hosts, you name it. So let's get back into the IG report, but look at it from the Russian perspective, the Russian collusion Mueller investigation. Vive la resistance! IG report reveals more Justice Department bias. Of course, it's not political. As FBI lawyer working on Mueller's Russia probe texted colleagues that he was numb after Trump's election. Okay. The lawyer wondered what he could have done differently. FBI lawyer exchanged messages with another colleague and proclaimed Vive la Resistance. He also wrote, I am so numb. Another FBI employee responded, I can't stop crying. Oh, guys, see if y'all can find the crying compilation that night Hillary lost. I think it's done to an REM song. Maybe we can come in the next break with that. Everybody hurts, I think. Everybody hurts. Anyway, FBI employee responded, I can't stop crying. You promised me this wouldn't happen. You promised, said the employee. I'm so stressed about what I could have done differently, wrote the FBI lawyer in a comment that could have been about conduct either inside or outside the office. Oh, you think? The employee raised the issue of FBI's influence, but the lawyer wrote back, I don't know. We broke the momentum. The employee responded, all the people who are initially voting for her would not. And we're not swayed by any decision the FBI put out. Trump supporters are all poor to middle class and uneducated, lazy POSs. Oh, we're going to read this when we come back. This is good. This is good. This is what your government thinks of you. Just remember that as you pay their salaries with your hard-earned tax dollars, you lazy POS. We'll be right back. You're watching The Real News.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our
pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Thinking I'm reading from fan fiction, but those are actual texts. One of the lawyers of Mueller investigation. It's not, they don't work for the Justice Department. That's an FBI lawyer working with Mueller wrote those texts. I was reading from the actual text, the quotes. Thank you to Michael Stipe. He's probably rolling over in his own angst. Sorry. And so now we're looking at Mueller Russian firm indicted by Mueller's team blasts unlawfully appointed special counsel. Attorneys for one of the Russian firms charged with meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential race lashed out at Robert Mueller Thursday in his response to his request for a protective order guarding the government's evidence. Yeah, they showed up in court and said, hey, we want to do discovery. And the judge said, well, they don't want to give you the evidence. So the firm based in St. Petersburg is controlled by Yevgeny, Prigozhin, a Russian caterer who is close to Putin, literally indicting a ham sandwich. It provides food services to the Kremlin. Concord is the only defendant among three companies and 13 Russian nationals to appear in court since their indictment in February. The firm has pleaded not guilty. In the June 12th filing, Mueller's prosecutor said that as long as, did someone say his name, Prigozhin? Chose not to appear personally in front of this court, he is not entitled to a review of discovery in the case. But in their response, Concord's lawyers said the firm can't be ordered to prevent its own officers and employees from reviewing pretrial evidence. Concord's attorney, Eric Dubler and Catherine Sakely, accused Mueller of citing a fake law and trying to pull a fast one by arguing that the U.S. District Judge Dabney Frederick should impose a protective order to bar corporate officers from viewing the evidence. No reported case has ever endorsed a blanket protective order of this magnitude for unclassified discovery. Mueller has warned that Russian intelligence services have active interference operations into U.S. elections, and handing over certain evidence could identify sources, methods, and techniques used to identify foreign actors behind these interference operations. So you can't see the evidence being used against you. You just have to trust Mueller, because he has reporters that wondered what they could have done differently in keeping Trump from winning the presidency. Wow. That's where we're at in this world. Now, let's jump back into the IG report and go to this quick report from Greg Reese. I was talking about him in the last segment, who has been entering the contest, mforce.com/contest, our 2018 recruitment drive and reporter contest, $26,000 in prizes. I would say this is not one of his best reports, but it's timely. He produced it late last night, sent it to me. After reading, he found a certain page in the IG report about halfway through, somewhere in the 250s, and this is what he found. Here's that report.
On page 294 in the 2016 election final report, it is revealed that FBI's EAD Randall Coleman was briefed on October 4th, 2016 about the analysis of Anthony Weiner's laptop. His notes from this briefing being, thousands emails, Hillary Clinton and Foundation, crime against children. The report then goes on to confirm that the FBI was resistant from the start to shedding any light on the contents of Anthony Weiner's laptop. And there is no other mention of a crime against children. When this was all happening back in the fall of 2016, there were stories that the NYPD found a video on the laptop showing Hillary Clinton, Huma Abedin, and a child. Does this sort of thing go on? Yes, since Babylon. Is this particular story disinfo? Maybe. But seeing that EAD Coleman was briefed about a crime against children makes me very curious. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
So it's reports like that, taking something timely and getting it out quickly. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for those kind of people to join the info war. And if you have what it takes, go to infowars.com/contest, read the rules and guidelines, and enter. You enter by sending an email and grabbing a couple of attachments. Let's continue on with the IG report. Trump allies seize on DOJ report as they seek to undercut Mueller probe. Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the report reaffirmed the president's suspicions about Comey's conduct and about the political bias of some of the members of the FBI. Even Lindsey Graham said, you're going to need independent eyes, he told reporters. And he supported a new federal probe of Mueller's special counsel investigation. Here's what I got to say about that. How much money have we just spent on the Mueller probe. Do we have a running tally of the Mueller probe and how much it's costed? And so Lindsey Graham wants to go, let's do another probe independent. How about this? How about we just get the Justice Department to do its job and start bringing these people in, like agents 1 through 5, like this Mueller attorney, and questioning them live. Let's just get it all out in the open. This stuff about, oh, we're going to have some people out in the open that we can make fun of, like Diamond and Silk, and we're going to put them under oath, but we're not going to put Zuckerberg under oath, and we're going to bring in Comey, and he's going to lie, but we're not going to do anything about it. So 5 million, that's it? On the Russia probe's meddling. What's the date on that? Oh, 7 months ago. Oh, that's 2017. So, okay, 10, 15 million at this point. That's cool. You know, we could help a lot of veterans with that. Costing 20 million. Boom. And that's even PolitiFact. And that's mostly true. Oh. I love PolitiFact. I love Snopes. These people as source of comedy for myself. Let's continue on. Adam Schiff, of course, said none of this reflects the special counsel's work. That's right. Yeah, your lawyer that says he was numb and what he could have done differently has nothing to do with the special counsel's work. Shows no political bias at all. You're right, Adam Schiff. Thank you for telling me that. Let's see. Since the stroke text messages had not been previously disclosed to Congress, a number of Republicans immediately asked whether the Justice Department had purposely hidden that missive from them. Representative Andy Biggs, Matt Gaetz, and Ron DeSantis, all Trump supporters, sent the Justice Department a letter on Thursday demanding that the Inspector General turn over all previous reports to see if people may have changed the report in any way that obfuscates their findings. Trump allied Republicans on Thursday also put the Inspector General's report atop their pile of grievances, once again casting the Justice Department bias in defending Trump's decision to fire Comey, though the report criticized Comey for his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. The FBI didn't want Trump to be president, said Jim Jordan of Ohio. Should we now refer to him as leader of the retards, as the FBI refers to him? Or would that be mean? He's the leader of the Freedom Caucus. And no, I don't think he's leader of the retards. I think people of Ohio are very cool. I used to live up near there. This is as wrong as it gets. Well, and now we have a 10% sway. It used to be 60% thought the investigation into Trump was being fair. Now it's only 50%. It's going down. And this IG report is not going to help those poll numbers. We'll be right back. You're watching The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everyone you know.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Understand that it's very difficult for the IG to draw conclusions absent admissions and confessions, said Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee Chairman Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. I drew my own conclusions some time ago that this was not an investigation designed to uncover the truth. He's referring to the Mueller investigation. And I agree. This is designed to create headlines. This is what this is all about. It's to create headlines for people like Rachel Maddow to scream about, Chris Hayes to whine about, Anderson Cooper to pontificate about, Shepard Smith to call out the president to be that voice in Fox News. And it has nothing to do with truth. I mean, if this thing was based about truth, we would not have any closed door sessions. We would have seen Roger Stone's session broadcast on live TV, but they don't want you to see the full story. They only want to bring out parts of it so they can keep the headlines generating and keep it going and to keep the country from moving on from where we're at. I tell you what though, had Hillary Clinton won, and we would have found out that, say, Comey didn't start the investigation or he didn't tell the American public that the investigation had started, the Republicans would be doing the same thing. And I think rightfully so. But I think this Mueller probe, it's gone on for almost 2 years. And at this point, they've indicted a ham sandwich and a few other people. But what are their crimes? Have nothing to do with Russian collusion. Has to do with lying to the FBI. Because the FBI knowingly does this. They set traps for people. They say, we're going to ask them a bunch of questions about where they were between these dates and these dates. And if they get anything wrong, they're lying to the FBI, and then we're going to bring them up on federal charges. It's a felony to lie to the FBI. But you never hear of why the FBI, let's just take the Boston bombing, for instance. The FBI interviewed the older brother, Tamerlan, twice, his mother once, and then they have a nationally televised press conference. They're showing the pictures of these two men, the older brother and the younger brother, saying, we don't know who they are. We need your help finding them. We've never seen these guys. They're new to us. The Russians even told us about these guys, saying the older brother was traveling to Chechnya under an assumed name. And the FBI goes, please help us find these gentlemen. They're suspicious. We think they may have caused the bombing. Does that strike you as odd? Does it strike you as odd that we have all these weird stories coming out of the shooting that happened at Las Vegas on October 1st. Strikes me as odd. Story keeps changing. Timelines keep changing. Doesn't matter. Oh, now he had three women in the room, according to the police, on their body cameras. Oh, but don't worry. He did it all alone. Nobody knew nothing. All right, we're going to be back. When we get back, we're going to shift gears. And my guest will be Reverend David Peters. We're going to talk about the new VA bill. And he's going to take your call. So veterans, get ready. We're going to put out the phone number in the next segment. I want you to call in. Thanks for watching. You're watching The Real News.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's The Real News. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, sure, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, we are live here at the InfoWars Central Texas Command Center. Part of our 34-hour broadcast to follow the deep state, the release of the AG report, or IG report, sorry. And last hour, I think I did a thorough job of going through it, reading some of the interesting texts that our FBI agents were sending to each other. And now we're going to shift gears. My guest is, I left my articles over there. Ah, here they are. The Veterans Bill. My guest is Reverend David Peters. Last time, and he reminded me of this as he was sitting down, he goes, well, it's a lot less, less tense than Election Day. Because you were here election morning when we did another, I think we did 2 days in a row broadcast where we went through three versions of this. And you were there that morning. We said a prayer for the country, mm-hmm, for the election. And I don't know if you caused Donald Trump to win, but you might have.
I prayed for...
you prayed for a peaceful outcome.
Yes.
And I think we did. We had that. I mean, we obviously had people had a lot invested in this election. As any time you have a non-incumbent election, you get both sides get an open opportunity to jump in. And so they, I guess both sides gave it them all, but Donald Trump did come out the winner. Now, I wanted to bring David on, one, because he was an Army chaplain, and you do counseling here in Austin, mm-hmm, for veterans groups. You do a lot of outreach work with them. And so I wanted to give veterans from around the country a chance to call in with any of their issues and questions for David. I'm going to give out that number now. We probably will take calls in the next segment and the segment after that. So 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. Whenever you guys can, yeah, there you go. Put that on screen. Let people know we're going to fire up the power converters and start bringing in calls. We sell one of your books, Death Letter,
yep,
here, and I think we used to sell a post-traumatic guy. We might have run out because I couldn't find it in the store.
Yeah.
So I guess they're selling like hotcakes. There they are. And which one's being made? One of them is being made into a movie right now?
Yeah, Death Letter is. Okay. That's just the story of my coming home from Iraq,
right?
My deployment to Iraq in 2005 and 2006.
All right. Do you guys getting good audio? Do you need him to scoot up a little bit?
Oh.
Yeah, scoot up just a little bit. Yeah. I could see the sound guy running back and forth. I knew what he was about to do. He was going to be nice and do it kind of off. But hey, it's live radio. You're not a radio guy. You don't usually come in here and do this. So not a lot of people realize that you got to, you know, get right on the mic, but not a problem.
Just live events on Sunday morning at your local Episcopal church.
Exactly. So, yeah. Hey, let's talk about the Episcopal religion for a second.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this, that the Episcopal church was the first church to publish the Book of Common Prayer, which was written in English. Mm-hmm. And it was a universal book for everybody to follow along in the congregation. And so tell people why they did that.
Yeah, it was really a movement to bring the story of Christianity to the common people. And the Book of Common Prayer was the emphasis there, that every person in England at the time, and this is in the 1500s. I mean, in the 1500s here in Texas, there were Franciscan missionaries roaming through this area. There were Native Americans. But England was still the center of gravity in the English speaking world. It wasn't even colonies, successful colonies in America at the time. But what they did under the leadership of Henry VIII, I mean, he's the Tudor king with the multiple wives murdering his wives, mm-hmm. A really controversial character. And yet he was the one, when he broke from the Roman Catholic Church of that time, which is not the same church today, but he broke from that church and said, one of the things we want to do is get the English prayers into the hands of the people, so that everybody in church is hearing sermons in English, they're mm-hmm. praying in English, they're getting married in English. And this was a revolutionary movement that happened across Europe as the Lutherans kind of did the same thing a little bit before that. And the Episcopal Church in America are the inheritors of that tradition when we came to this land as colonists as mm-hmm. well, and eventually broke from England as the Revolutionary War is that big moment in our history. And we renamed ourselves the Episcopal Church here because we have bishops. The word Episcopal means bishop.
Right.
And that's kind of how our governance is structured. And actually, General Convention is very similar to U.S. government, how it was set up in the original time when our country was founded, how we decided to have a more democratic form of government, whereas in England it had been very top down from, you know, the Archbishop of Canterbury all the mm-hmm. way down. The American system was much more democratic, with locally elected deputies being sent to General Convention and not having one person in charge of the whole church.
And my mom used to tell me when she was a little girl, they used to do part of the mass. She was raised Catholic.
Yeah.
Do it in Latin.
Sure.
And she couldn't tell what was going on. She didn't know, but she remembers the Latin being spoken. And so that, you know, up until the 60s,
mm-hmm.
you know, it might have gone even further in some Catholic churches, but they were doing masses in Latin. And that's what I think the Episcopal Church always seemed like, a blue collar work ethic. Like, hey, we want everybody to get involved in this. We need everybody to pray. We need everybody to, you know, to jump on board. And, so I think that's one of the reasons why when my wife and I were looking to like start going to church on our own without our parental influences, we looked at the Episcopal Church.
Oh yeah. It's been a haven for many, folks who have been looking for a liturgical tradition, which just means a kind of written out prayers that we mm-hmm. all pray together,
yeah.
and a little more freedom that you find in a lot of Protestant churches. But, you know, after Vatican II in the 1960s, where the Roman Catholic Church brought the Mass into English and a lot of other reforms were made. And today, that's why I love being here in America. We have freedom to choose where we go to church, mm-hmm. which back in the 1500s, when the Anglican Church was kind of born in England, there wasn't a lot of choice that people could make.
Yeah.
You pretty much had to go to the Church of England if you were going to be a functioning member of society. And that's one good thing about America is we get that freedom.
Right. And now we have the Vatican sending emissaries to Bilderberg, which happened for the first time this year. I don't even know if you know about that, but that was it.
The Pope doesn't call me anymore.
He doesn't. You don't get those memos. Yeah. But when I talked to you earlier this week, I said, hey, I wanted you to look at the veterans bill and see what you think. Now I found a couple things. Veterans sustained, Forbes is saying, veterans have sustained two defeats from Trump and the House to the VA health care, and I think it has to do with the funding of it. Mm-hmm. Now, the bill, as it's written, a couple things, and you can correct me or give me your take on it, but it says that if they're waiting too long to get, in the VA line, which has been talked about, the waiting periods and stuff like that, that they could go to a private practice and then the government will reimburse them.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your take on the veterans bill?
I think that the veterans bill that was just passed is headed in the right direction. I think that anytime we have this huge system called the VA administration, which does not just health care, but it does compensation for disabilities. Right. It does the educational bills, the GI Bill, which I've been a recipient of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a patient at the VA. I go to the VA regularly to...
Hold it right there. We're going to come back after the break, and we're going to continue this conversation. We already got phone calls lining up. 888-201-2244. You're watching The Real News, and my guest is Reverend David Peters.
Patrick, in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, my husband's following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Supermail Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body, it's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you the info warriors across the planet that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me is Reverend David Peters of St. Mark's Episcopal Church. And during the break, I kid you not, we're going to break, we're talking about the VA and healthcare and the healthcare bill. My phone rings and it's a call from Bethesda, Maryland. And it's a robocall telling me all the great things I could get with this new healthcare system. I mean, I'm like, what? They're definitely listening, folks. The Imperial probe droids are active. So don't remember that when you're planning something anti-government. All right, let's get back. You were talking about the VA bill. Keep going.
Yeah, I've been a patient at the VA for a number of years. When I came home from Iraq, I had symptoms of PTSD that I didn't identify as PTSD. I identified them as sort of anger or as just feeling weird about life or relationships. But really what I was experiencing was PTSD and a lot of anxiety that was related to my time in Iraq and what happened to me when I came home. So going to the VA was a huge step for me. It was really scary. I didn't really want to do it, but I also knew this was what I needed to do after I left active duty. So just going in the doors was really hard for me. Some of the people that helped me do that were the VA chaplains. Every VA facility has really good chaplains that I've met, many of them. And these are all people that serve veterans of every faith group. They're not, I mean, many of them are Christian. Not all of them are Christian chaplains, but they will listen to any person that comes in, whether they're atheist or agnostic or a pagan religion obviously, or any other non-Christian religion. They'll meet them where they are. And I found that the VA chaplains are the finest chaplains that I've ever seen in the civilian world. But the new healthcare bill, I think giving veterans a choice, I think that happened in 2014, but they ran out of money or about to run out of money, which that's the perennial problem with the VA, the amount of money that it requires to keep it going, which of course is a big thing for the American government, American people to look at and say, is this worth it? And most people say, yeah, it's worth it to take care of veterans who have been involved, as the original charter of the VA said, have borne the battle. Mm-hmm. But what's always striking to me is when I look back at American history and I see right after the Revolutionary War, there were protests and marches on Washington by veterans of the Revolutionary War. It's sometimes even during the war, they marched.
They wanted their pay.
Yeah, they were like, back then they would give them these certificates that were sort of redeemable many, many, many years later.
Right.
And many of the veterans were dying. They were dying long before they were going to collect. They would look around and see their buddies dying and saying, I'm not going to live to 55 or 60 when I can collect this. And that happened right after World War One. A huge number of American veterans marched on DC with a bonus army. They were called, they called themselves the Bonus Expeditionary Force. And they marched under the Hoover administration. And they were called, the place where they live was called Hooverville. It was during the Great Depression.
Yeah, they set up camp right on the White House, right?
Right, the White House and over in Anacostia, which is not, then they would march over to the White House and scare everybody.
Right.
Because they were angry. They moved there with their families. There were kids.
It's like the first Occupy movement.
It really was. And two people were shot by police. Mm-hmm. Two veterans were shot by police. This is around the same time the Golden Gate Bridge was built. I forget the year, but in this book, I write about Harry Wobbers. He was the first person to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. suicide.
He was a veteran.
He was a veteran, World War I veteran, living at the veterans' home there. Those homes were well established by that point. And he walked out there to the newly completed bridge and jumped, first person to do that. So whenever I think of VA healthcare issues, I think of suicide as being the huge risk for veterans. So the mental health clinics at every VA I've been to have been very robust, very caring places, but they're huge bureaucracies, and that has limits on what that can do for people.
Yeah, it does. And as you pointed out, it's a big cost, and not just the care, also, you know, running these other programs. And then you look at the administrative costs probably equal what they're spending in care.
Yeah.
And that is what, people are looking to. How can we make this a little more efficient, but also you provide better care, because some veterans were being told, hey, we can't give you this, we can't do this surgery, we can't do this. Here's, they like to say, here's a cane, but
yeah,
it's sad that we could send these guys to war. There's plenty of money for them to blow up things. That seems to be unlimited. But then when they come back, it's always like, well, how are we going to fund this?
Right.
And I think maybe there should be some sort of provision to these companies who are making money on blowing people up. Hey, you got to put some in on the back end to help fund the recovery, especially some of these troops that are going out there doing the blowing up and killing.
Yeah, we'd probably never go to war if we put that rider on there, the cost. And I think that comes up in any discussion of whether we should go to war is what is this going to cost?
Yeah.
Right now, there's over 2 million veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. I think my numbers aren't always good. I didn't do a lot of math in seminary, but millions of veterans that are coming home, and all of them are in some sort of transition from that experience. And there's going to be healthcare that's going to be required in that. And not to mention that, but disability payments. There's two parts of the VA healthcare system, really: the compensation for disabilities, which is a very long, circuitous process, basically where, government agents have to review your file and see, should we pay this person for this disability? Then there's the healthcare side of it, which pretty much I can walk into that clinic and get healthcare that day that I do that. And one is very quick and one takes a really long time. And they've done some things to speed the compensation process up. Mm-hmm. But the real issue for a lot of veterans is at what level am I going to go and seek help? Usually it's when a relationship starts to falter, or when a job, when it's hard to get employment. Those are the two things that psychologists have always known as the two reasons why people go to therapy.
Those kind of igniting events that.
Oh yeah.
Wake you up. Now, what would you like to see in a VA healthcare bill? What would you like to see in something that would really help veterans?
More funding for the chaplains. Mm-hmm. I've noticed in the expansion of the budgets, they rarely are expanding the chaplains' offices and the staff they can have. And, the chaplains in the VA that I've known and talked to have been many of the people that have sort of been the, there's one metaphor for chaplaincy, and that's the rodeo clown, if you will. We help people with transitions.
Got to ride the bull, essentially.
But we're not riding the bull.
Trying to keep the bull from?
We're dealing with what happens between when the bull throws the rider.
Right.
And then there's this period of chaos, and chaplains are kind of weird, and we kind of roll in there. When there's a death, when there's someone that's really upset and screaming in an office, they'll send the chaplain in, which the opening scene of this book is, get the effing chaplain. I heard the S3 shop, someone yelled, get the effing chaplain. I was like, me? That's me? They're yelling for me? Well, they had a guy pinned under a truck, and he was stuck under this truck.
Wow.
And they were like, he's going to die.
Yeah.
And they get the effing chaplain, they said. And I was like, well, that's where they need me, I guess.
Wow.
So
yeah,
we're like the rodeo clown, kind of dealing with transitions. And the chaplains during these VA scandals that have come up, when the staff is demoralized, mm-hmm. when they've often been the ones that have had that ministry of presence, being right there for people.
Probably to the staff and the patients as well.
Staff and patients, because they kind of bridge that gap in a really good way. So.
All right, we're going to take your calls, 888-201-2244. Also, local, 512-646-4426. 512-646-4426 and 888-201-2244. You can talk to Reverend David Peters. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks for watching Infowars.com/show.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select Storable Food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select Storable Food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Common again. It's your host, David Knight.
All right, Reverend David Peters and I have almost solved all the problems in the VA at this point. you know, smaller bureaucracy, more support groups, even adding some holistic stuff. You were saying we were talking about colloidal silver during the break, and you said your dad swore by it?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather. Who, okay.
Yeah.
Great. I had used it for a skin condition.
Yeah.
And, I was telling him I shoot it up my kids' noses every time they're stuffy and complaining. Oh, you must need your silver, kid. Come here. and go, But we got some callers lined up. We got Dave in Seattle, Alex in Michigan, JJ in Denver, and Andrew in New York. Let's go to JJ in Denver. Says he's a veteran couple. Go ahead, JJ.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Doing good. Back off the phone just a little bit. Your enthusiasm is coming through loud and clear.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, my wife and I are Navy veterans, and we actually despise the VA. We stay away from it as much as possible.
So are you feeling good, or have you had any medical issues?
We used to have tons of medical issues, but years ago when Aaron Dykes works for you guys, remember he lost 90-something pounds, remember?
Yeah.
And we got on that. Dr. Wallach said we stick with him, and now she's 60, I'm 59. We have absolutely zero health care problems. We've just seen. I've been down to VA long enough to see what the pills do to the guys. I've seen guys on 16 different prescription drugs out of their flipping minds. They're blithering idiots, and it makes you sick when you know the truth. And also, we listen. You know, Rockefeller started this medical system, correct? And the Flexner Report. So we know the truth, and we know that it's just the drugs and surgery most of it's a sham. Most of it's unnecessary. Most of it is, you know, just a joke and a money-making operation, and we stay away from it.
Well, hey, do you have any questions for David?
Well, has he ever heard of Mark Taylor? Because we're pretty excited about Justify winning the Triple Crown, and maybe it's a signal that justice is coming finally. After all the crimes, the Bush dynasty, the Clinton crime dynasty, and, of course, the Manchurian Obama, you know, for crying out loud, you know, is justice coming? Maybe. But Alex had a video. I was so excited. My wife and I were so excited when he was in Hawaii. He was introduced to Mark Taylor. Mm-hmm. And, and I think you guys better get him on. You know, I think you better listen to him, because I've never heard anything like it in my life. I've read his book. I've been watching, and everything is coming true.
Have you heard of Mark Taylor?
I don't know him. Okay. No.
He's retired. I believe he's retired Army, but he's retired military guy.
Yeah.
And I think 2011 started getting visions from God that Donald Trump was going to become president.
Oh.
And so I guess he put this out at some point, and they call it the Mark Taylor prophecies, and then Trump becomes president. Although I don't know if that would have been, you know, I'm not saying he didn't hear these, but I'm saying it's not a stretch to say Donald Trump would have become president. The Simpsons said it. Roger Stone was trying to get him to run in 2000. So I don't think it's that much of a stretch to make that claim. And then you hit the nail on the head, and there he goes. But he has some other interesting things. I haven't read his book, but, so that is pretty interesting. But we were talking about during the break, how veterans have to help themselves. I think this is JJ's case and his wife's. They took their health into their own hands. And instead of going to somebody to seek the answers, they were looking for answers themselves and finding out what worked for them.
Yeah. When I went to the VA for the first time at the mental health clinic, I was given a list of medications that if I wanted them, I could sort of say, yeah, I want that. And I have so many friends and colleagues that are on numerous medications, and that wasn't my goal. And it really made me nervous to be like, it's all in my power. If I want 20, they'll give me 20. Mm-hmm. And that's the downside of a giant bureaucratic system in many ways. So what I found was finding a counselor that was not part of the VA, a licensed counselor that was not connected to the VA in any way, working with them about how to deal with the healthcare in the VA, I found to be really effective, because I wasn't just going to one source for all this pharmacological knowledge. I was talking to a counselor outside that was kind of coaching me on what to say to the doctors, in that so that I could get the best medication. And that was a short-term solution, but you're right. The long-term solution is taking that step for ourselves, which I find after being in the military for so many years, I don't want other people to tell me what to do, but I kind of expect that. Mm. And going to the VA, it feels a lot like the military. So a lot of veterans go in there and just sort of expect them to tell us what to do.
Right this way, sir. Here's your pills. Take
and then
these.
We're like, wait, it didn't work. It didn't work like you said it would work. And, and no, because it's a healthcare system, which requires the patient doing as much work as anybody else in the system. And I think it's great when people find alternative ways to be healthy in this world. I mean, it's really good to hear that you guys are healthy.
And that's a universal truth too. You know, pulling yourself up, looking for your solution. Obviously people are going to need help, but at the end of the day, you got to look in the mirror and go, what can I do for myself? Thanks for the call, JJ. Yeah. Appreciate it. Glad you and your wife are doing great. And, we will talk to you again. Let's go to, Alex in Michigan. Wants to talk about vaccines and the IG. Everyone wants to talk about the IG report. Now, I'll hold you guys over to in the third hour if you want to talk about the IG report, but unless you have a specific question for Reverend Peters, we'll probably hold you over. But go ahead, Alex.
Hey, God bless you guys. Great to talk to you. Real quick, just a plug for the Real Red Pill. The Survival Shield X2, the Alpha Power, is 50% off at the InfoWars store. Plus free ship. Get the Patriot Seeds, too. Rob, I just sent you a new cut for the InfoWars. .com/contest.
Oh, good.
Reviewing the Patriot Seeds. Real quick, I'm just going to blast through these topics, and then I'd love your comment.
Wait, Alex, are you a veteran?
No, but I do support the veterans and the troops.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying you don't, but I was specific. Let's put Alex on hold, and I will come back to you. Sometimes people jump on the phone lines and want to get in. I really want to open this up to veterans to give them the opportunity to talk to Reverend David Peters. Alex, you stay on hold. I've definitely seen your videos, and I'll give you the floor in the third hour. So just hang on for another 20 minutes or so, and we'll get to you. Hey, guys, can y'all just screen through the other two guys and see if they are veterans or not? If they're veterans, I'll put them on. If not, I'll have them wait. And we can continue on after that. And sometimes the screening process, sometimes people get through. I recognize Alex in Michigan. He's part of our, one of the guys entering our reporter contest that we're having. Oh, and we usually do these. We put these out and try to get people to, to field talent, find new talent because there's always people out there wanting to get involved. And now we're giving them an opportunity to get involved.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us how you were able to, come back and work through your PSD? Tell people what that process was.
Yeah, and I'm not fully back from Iraq. It was 11 years ago for me. Mm-hmm. And there's still days where I really am there in a lot of ways. And I have a hard, what I mean by that is that I'm not able to really focus on what is in front of me in reality. I'm sort of living, which is an early diagnosis of PTSD from the pre-Civil War era where they call it nostalgia, where you kind of weren't where you were supposed to be or somewhere else. So my journey went through a couple big incidents. One was a bike wreck. I crashed my bicycle. I'd basically blacked out drunk in a DC street and crashed my bicycle. And that's when I knew I needed to go to talk to somebody about my problems and what I was dealing with. I went to an army doctor who got me off alcohol for a while, got me on to this pretty crazy medication for a person never taken any medication before that way. But it helped me kind of get through that first phase and then get into counseling, and then to find a community of people I could be honest about what I was going through. I found that in the church. I mean, I found that the church, I could tell people that I had a really, really bad day or was having a really, really bad week.
Right, right.
And they would listen to me and they would care. And I found in the rituals of the church a lot of healing in that way. So.
All right, we'll be right back after this, finishing up this story. 888-201-2244.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Been having some interesting conversations on the break. This latest one was we were talking about, you know, conflict and how there's this, you know, there's kind of two prevailing attitudes this point in our country, and people are bickering, and these things help in that quest to bicker more efficiently, reach more people. And I mentioned it's amazing we haven't blown ourselves up with nuclear weapons yet. And he said, well, then we wouldn't have anybody to bicker with. That's why we haven't done it, because we need that quest. But talk about what you just said about our ideal, like we can't conceive of heaven.
I've always thought that, and I think C.S. Lewis used to write about this a lot, that our imaginations are so in this world that it's really hard to conceive of a place where there's no war, no conflict, no arguing, no danger, physical danger that we, so imagine a world where there's peace, happiness, plenty of food to eat, the people you love. After a while, I think we get the sense maybe that would be really boring. Like, and that's the old strumming a harp, you know, mm-hmm. on a cloud or something. Which I think all the visions of heaven in Holy Scripture are visions of an embodied heaven, a new Jerusalem, a city that actually functions perfectly, ruled by Jesus, or each person under their own vine, in their own house, in their own farm. You know, like that's sort of the vision of heaven that you find in the Bible. It's not some disembodied, like floating through space kind of thing. It's more of a actual, the way humans were meant to live in the Garden of Eden. We're all trying to get back to that place where everybody's naked and eating fruit and walking around and naming animals. And you know, that's sort of the ideal of human existence that, that we've lost in this world. And I think, you know, Jesus' prayer that thy kingdom come, thy will be done is really a calling for that. Like let's try to make this world a little bit like that world if we can.
And I guess that is the ultimate human quest. And then you have, you have people, these technocrats, you know, Elon Musk has warned about the AI supercomputer being our overlord at some point, which would be like a, you know, well, hey, we're trying to get to the perfect world, the utopia where the computers are running everything for you and making all the decisions. And it's like, oh, wait, are these guys really trying to create heaven on earth? I mean, what are they trying to do?
I heard a rideshare driver the other day, or it was Uber or Ride Austin, but said, boy, the algorithms have been really good to me today. And it was like, it was a statement of like, that'll be the blessing of the future. Rob, may the algorithms be good to you today, like the shopping algorithm, so that, you know, the first, that something you really need will come up on your feed and
bing,
you know, and you'll just buy it and make your life better. And
praise
and
be the algorithm.
Yeah. I'd be like the algorithms, and these are all like products of human imagination and technology that people have labored over for their lifetimes. And, so I think that that's where like theology and philosophy will always be relevant, because it'll be like the old Jeff Goldblum thing in Jurassic Park. Just because you can do something, should we do something?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to things like designer babies and other things that the Christians have always said, well, wait a second. You know, that's, we need to like,
that's playing God.
Leave that to God.
Yeah.
In the book of Ruth, God is not mentioned very much in the book of Ruth in the Bible. It's a story, a love story of how two people meet that are from different countries. She's an immigrant. He's a wealthy person living there, and all this stuff happens. And then the only thing that in the book of Ruth that it says God does is that Ruth conceives and has a child. And, it's like, that's the only time God really shows up in the story. The one thing you could, and John Calvin writes, the one thing you could claim is like, you did it yourself. Like this is something I did, actually is something that comes to us from God. So I think that any technology, we've got to always bring in a theologian or somebody that is thinking kind of about the big picture of human, what makes a good human life? And does this technology help us have a good human life together? Not just me, but all of us. Then maybe it's a good thing for us, like the printing press. We pretty much argue it's a pretty good thing for all of us.
Yeah.
But you can also see how the printing press can get a little crazy. And we say, maybe that's not so good for me to print stuff about my mom or dad or you know, kids, like for everybody. And so that's the old question of human life.
And now we have the virtual printing press, which makes it even more accessible to people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with the internet, and people can print whatever they want, you know, about their favorite food or their enemy down the street or the guy who took their parking spot. And it just keeps, it keeps embroiling that feud between people. But we do have, you know, we got 5 minutes left.
Oh, yeah,
we had Donald Trump's meeting with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. There's obvious, you know, human rights violations going on in North Korea. We also, you know, we trade with China, who has human rights violations. But what do you think of this? And have you ever been to Korea? Have you ever been there and seen what it's like?
I was never stationed in Korea, DMZ, or anywhere like that. My time was in Iraq, you know, my overseas assignment, if you will. So I'm really not an expert on those things, but I do think it's good for world leaders to talk. I mean, one of the crises of the nuclear crisis that Kennedy faced, you know, many years ago, seems like ancient history now, but sort of the same issue, that I read that they didn't even have a direct line to each other. The fact that two people that had nuclear capabilities couldn't even talk to each other was deeply disturbing to me, because I'm naive, but I do think that when people talk or able to talk to each other, some good things can happen. And I'm in favor of that. And I think we need to be, I think as a country, we need to be thankful that our leaders are talking to each other. I think the North Koreans are, I would imagine, see that as a good thing, but I don't know. It's a very mysterious place, North Korea, and the human rights abuses that have happened there, are atrocious. And, I think that needs to be talked about too.
Yeah.
But again, when I come over, when I see someone on the street that I disagree with in person, mm-hmm. the first thing I don't bring up is the thing I hate about them or the thing I think they're doing wrong. I try to find some common ground. I think that's always, for Americans, common ground is often economic, like we can trade with you. Mm-hmm. That's always been for humans during all the wars we've ever had. Even soldiers during the Civil War were trading rations. The German and American soldiers were trading rations, you know, during all these, and their officers are always telling them, stop that, you know.
Stop the intermingling.
Because there is a human need to say, hey, we're all human beings on this planet. Mm-hmm. That view from space that these political lines that we've drawn are not lines that God drew. Mm-hmm. They're not lines that Jesus drew on the cross. In fact, the old saying is, whenever you draw a line, you can be sure that Jesus is on the other side of it. And I've always tried to live that way. He said, love God, love your neighbor. In fact, the neighbor he describes in the story of the Good Samaritan is the Samaritan. He's mm-hmm. the neighbor, the person who is very different from us. That's the neighbor. So I don't know if that's really going to be relevant to the discussion. But.
Well, it does make sense. And I think it is good that they're talking. We haven't had this happen before. And maybe this can change North Korea's path and our path with them. Maybe it'll improve relations with China as well, because we don't have the best relations with China. In fact, we just imposed a 25% trade tariff on their goods. They're imposing tariff on our goods. So it is kind of building up to this trade war. The European Union and the G7 countries are kind of hacked off at Trump because he's saying, listen, we're going to stop these uneven trade deals. We're going to even the playing field and then see where it goes from there and then start working out deals. And I think what he's looking at too is these, like, World Trade Organization deals that are kind of one size fits all, where there's no room for, you know, deviation, whereas Portugal may not be selling the certain kind of beads that we want, but they're put under that same, you know, banner and having those same restrictions. But let's finish up. Tell people about your books. Give them a quick overview and where, yeah. and you can get Death Letter here at the InfoWars yep. store. And that's kind of your, you say in there, everybody writes one when they go off to fight. And why do people write the death letter?
Yeah, I kind of thought I might die in Iraq. People were dying around me. A dentist was killed before I got there. I thought, boy, what protection do I have as a chaplain over there? So I wrote this letter. And then when I found it after I came home and I was divorced and I was really anxious and just really dealing with symptoms of PTSD and moral injury, which I address in the second book. Mm-hmm. But I was dealing with this and I found this death letter that I'd written in Iraq, and it sounded like a different person had written it. I realized the war had changed me and it was changing everybody around me. So I needed to write this part of my life down. And I joined a writing group at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in DC. And I found freedom in that I could tell my story, because veterans don't always want us to thank them for their service. That I think a lot of veterans do appreciate that. And I certainly appreciate that. But one thing we can do is go a step further and listen to their stories, hear their experiences, because that's what brings us together. That bridges that civilian military divide, which is a gaping division in our country.
It definitely is. Well, I want to thank you for your service.
Thank
you very much. Thank you for coming on the show. That's Reverend David Peters. We're going to try to get him on the War Room too, because I think once a month they do a thing where they have, it's just a call-in veteran show.
Yeah.
And last time I think they had Craig Sawman Sawyer on. So we want to keep this going. Once a month they're going to do it. So be looking for that. InfoWars.com/show. We'll be right back with Darren McBreen.
Years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWars.com.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people. We love the American people.
They came in peace.
We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
This is CNN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me now in studio for the final hour.
That's right.
As we enter the home stretch of the 34-hour marathon, looking at the fall of the deep state and the IG report being released, is Darren McBreen. He's also my office mate here at the Central Texas Command Center. We share an office, me, him, and Michael Zerman.
That's right.
And
what we just watched right there, that CNN piece you put together, that was damage control. Hey, we love America. We promise. We love America.
Can you imagine if at every newscast at the end of it, and by the way, we'd like to inform the American public that we love the American public. We are not an enemy of the American Republic. You know, it's just, what? How can you say that over and over again? It's crazy.
Like I said, it's damage control.
So, Darren, we're going to get into some things. I want to get into some Anthony Bourdain news.
Okay.
And, because we'll get to that later in the show, but it has to do with what type of, people were wondering, was he on any SSRIs? Well, I may have some insight into that. And it comes from, two different podcasts, one of which I listen to a lot and one of which I don't. So we'll get into that later. And, we're also going to finish taking your calls. I'm going to go to Alex in Michigan here in a second. Alex, get ready. And then you want to talk about North Korea. You also said you had an interesting conversation with a liberal lady that we'll get into. But yeah. I think let's finish up these calls since they've been holding. They weren't veterans, but they called in anyway under the auspices of getting on. Let's go to Alex now in Michigan. Alex, go ahead. What were you going to tell us earlier?
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call, you guys.
Yep.
Okay. So real quick, I would love to hear more talk about the farm bill because it's a Trojan horse for the 5G takeover.
The new farm bill. Does this have to do with the tweet that Trump's social media director put out that says we need a robust 5G network all across the United States?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because I don't know if they're looking at the health effects or if they're downplaying them or what, but this could be 5G could be the ultimate quest in our lifetime. Did you have anything you wanted to add to that?
Yes, I'm going to blast you this real quick. It's going to be less than a minute.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. We got to respect our elders in history, like Alex Jones, Roger Stone, even you and Darren McCreen. You guys are like our elders, and we really got to study like what you've been saying, because if you go back to some of the archive videos of Alex, some of the stuff he's saying is really important. And everybody should go through that YouTube channel before it's taken down. Next is Nas just dropped a new album. He talks about vaccine damage. It's really great if anyone's a music junkie. The healthcare always demand highest quality. Trump.
Hold on, I'm going to stop you real quick. What did Nas specifically say about vaccines?
He said something about injecting black community with vaccines.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've got a Nation of Islam story. Tony Muhammad. Maybe we can find that Tony Muhammad video. It's not that long. We could play it because he's going around talking to the black community about vaccines and the dangers that are to them. We'll be right back.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the real news, part of our 10 hours of live shows that we do every day here, every weekday at least. At the Central Texas
34 hours.
Command Center. Yes, I was about to get to that. this guy likes to finish my sentences.
Hey, kind of like I learned it from Alex.
That's right. We're deep in the midst of our 34-hour. In fact, we're on the tail end of our 34-hour broadcast, Fall of the Deep State, and the release of the IG report, which I have a couple more callers online. We'll finish up with Alex here talking about. So Nas was dropping knowledge on one of his, I guess his latest album, about what they're injecting into the black community. Do you have the actual lyric? Well, we can hear it, or you could recite it for us there, Alex.
Well, I watched the live stream. There was a live stream he did last night, a live stream listening party, and they didn't get the track listings out, but just listening through, I heard that verse, and I was like, wow, that's amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it definitely is coming out, and I think, I don't know Nas personally. I don't know too many rappers. Professor Griff, I know a little bit. Mm-hmm. Hung out with him for a little bit. And he's also, I'm pretty sure he's anti-vaccination, what they're doing. Last March, I went to see, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about, his challenge, and he wanted to get with President Trump and do this vaccine safety commission. And there, one of the men in the audience was, Brother Tony Muhammad from the Nation of Islam. And he goes around to black communities talking about the damages vaccines do, especially to the black community. And we saw that there was some information that came out that black boys were more susceptible to damage from the MMR than any other population.
That's right.
They had more damage. And so people are saying, oh, it's a race-specific bioweapon, at least. Do we have that video ready? No? Okay. They're still downloading it. But Alex, finish up. Anything else?
Okay, real quick, the VA health bill, I would love to see the expansion of holistic and alternative options. Mm-hmm. Also a great guest, This is my last point. A great guest I would love you to have on is Dr. Jerry Allen Johnson. He's an ordained Taoist priest, amongst other things. And that could be a great interview about holistic Chinese medicine and Christian mysticism.
Hmm. All right.
Look him up.
Yeah, as we were talking last hour with my last guest, Reverend David Peters, he was a big fan of finding alternative treatments. But also, we had a call, JJ from Denver, who him and his wife had got on Longevity when Aaron Dykes, who was working here, got on it. And Aaron, in addition to Longevity and doing a bunch of other things, he used to eat these chia seeds too. He'd have them kind of growing in the fridge.
Okay.
We used to call them roach eggs.
It's probably, is that what they look like?
Kinda. But, you know, I tell you what, Aaron lost a ton of weight. He did a great job on that, but he took it all into his own hands. He didn't wait for somebody else to do it for him. He just changed his diet. He changed everything about how he ate, and the pounds just boom. And he exercised a lot too. You have to get up and get active. That's part of it.
Yeah.
But he was able to lose the weight. So you gotta give it to people when they put the time in and are able to, turn themselves into better looking versions of themselves.
That's right. Takes effort. You gotta.
It does. Well, thanks for your call, Alex. Let's go to Dave in Seattle, wants to, finish up on the IG report. We talked about that in the first hour. In fact, I spent just about the entire first hour talking about it. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, Rob. Hey, Darren.
Howdy.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, this IG report. It's just a cover job, and it just kind of speaks to the whole political, I don't know, I guess it's the bias that everybody's, you know, getting in this world now, that you can't trust these people, and they're going to cover each other's butts as much as they can, make everything just kind of whitewashed and try and push this on us. And I don't understand why.
I see it more, I'll just jump in here real quick. I see it more not protecting individual people, but protecting the system. Yeah. Because if he was to say there's wide systemic abuses in the FBI, these guys are political, it needs to be done away with, people would be calling for the dismantling of the FBI. And the system doesn't want that. The system, so it'll admit this small little impropriety right here, and oh, we're going to look at this, but it's really not that bad. These texts weren't political. Or maybe these texts were political, but they didn't have political bias in their jobs, Darren. They just said, oh my God, I can't stop crying because Trump won.
Nothing to see.
Nothing to see.
Did you see Fox and Friends? I'm sorry, this morning on Fox and Friends, they were on the White House lawn and Trump tweeted, wow, the highest rated morning show is on the White House lawn. Should I make a surprise appearance? ? He tweeted that out. A couple minutes later.
He shows up.
Here comes Trump.
Yeah.
He called the IG report a horror show. And then he says, I beat the Clinton dynasty, I beat the Bush dynasty, and now I'm in the process of beating the very dishonest intelligence agency. So this is yet another fight. And we got the right man for the job, I think. You know, Trump is not going to take this lane down. So he's going to fight back, and we've got his back as well. So let's hope we change this. And I think before it's done, and I've heard Owen Schroyer say this, and I stand by this as well. No matter how much success Trump has in the 8 years he'll be in office, right? I think it's going to hurt his legacy if Hillary Clinton is not handcuffed, put in prison, and muzzled. You know, I mean, I don't want to hear from her again. Justice has to be served or else it's a failure, because then we're going to create a vacuum and we're going to go right back where we started.
But my emails.
Yeah.
That's what she tweeted out yesterday. But my emails.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's bad, but what? But they went after me and my emails. Yeah. What was your secret server? Go ahead and finish up, Dave.
Yeah, I was gonna say, she's not the victim in this. She's the one that starts the whole fiasco. And the fact that she is still, like I say, she's not in a jumpsuit and doing a perp walk is just ridiculous. And it's insulting. Yeah. And it's a joke to the rest of the world. They're laughing at us.
And
hey, also about the you guys were talking with the Reverend about prophecies. Kim Clement, back in 2007, he predicted Trump would be elected and he would be a trumpet for the rest of the world, and he would bring peace and he would bring all sorts of prosperity back to this country. And he said that he would not go in a praying man. but in office, he would become a praying man.
Yeah, I could totally see that. A trumpet for the rest of the world. I like that. That's great. Hey, guys, let's roll that report, and we'll take that to break, and then we'll come back. We'll finish up with Andrew in New York and move on to some other business. You ready to roll? Let's do it. Rob Dew with InfoWars.com, and we're at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, and I'm standing next to Tony Muhammad, who gave probably, I think you gave the best speech out there at this press conference tonight. Go, I guess, if you can kind of distill what you said and what is going on. I liked what you said. There's a Tuskegee project going on in the inner cities. Can you tell people about that?
Right. Well, in 1930, there was an experiment that happened in Tuskegee, and that experiment, I think, was done by the United States Health Association, which that organization is defunct now, but it evolved to the CDC. Over 400 black men was given the most virulent form of venereal disease at that time, which was syphilis. These men, the scientists knew they had this disease and allowed them to commingle with other black women, having very, very deformed children, almost infesting an entire community. It took a whistleblower to bring that story out. And it was, I think, Robert Kennedy, the uncle of Bobby Kennedy today. It took him and the Justice Department to shut down the Tuskegee experiment. Well, fast forward it. 40 years later, a scientist who still works for the CDC has admitted that he and his co-authors knew that the MMR vaccine disproportionately give black boys autism at a rate 240% greater than their white counterpart. So as a community, as poor black people who have no voice, we have to ask ourselves, is this happening to us all over again? Are we targeted? And we don't know that there's a target on black boys.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Fast forward it. 40 years later, a scientist who still works for the CDC has admitted that he and his co-authors knew that the MMR vaccine disproportionately give black boys autism at a rate 240% greater than their white counterpart. So as a community, as poor black people who have no voice, we have to ask ourselves, is this happening to us all over again? Are we targeted and we don't know it, that there's a target on black boys? And when I go to the black schools throughout the inner cities of America, the black educators are saying, Minister Muhammad, come to my classroom, look at the black boys. 80% of them are not there. 80% of them can't be still. 80% of them are diagnosed with some kind of mental disorder. And we believe and now know that it could be as a result of the vaccines that we are taking. And so therefore, we have to stand up. We have to say a scientist who works right now for the CDC is saying, bring me to Congress and I'll tell it all. Well, the American people deserve to know the truth.
Definitely. And in addition to mercury, which
almost
is what
definitely
the focus of this,
just right there. That's funny.
Anyway, we can pull out right there. You can watch the rest of that. It is our vaccines, the new Tuskegee experiment. You can find that on the Alex Jones channel. As our caller was alluding to, there is a wealth of information on the Alex Jones channel. Vaccines are the new Tuskegee experiment. Only 29,000 views. I'm kind of ashamed that that only has that many views because we're looking at a real health condition. And this reminded me of an article I retweeted last night. It's, you know, from February this year. Indian study reveals birth dose of hepatitis B vaccine unnecessary. Now, when you're born, the doctors come in, or your baby's born, the doctors come in and say, okay, we're going to give your baby the Hep B vaccine. Well, how do they get Hep B? Nurse? Well, they get it from sharing dirty needles or having unprotected anal sex.
I see a lot of babies shooting up heroin. I don't know.
Really? That's how they get it? And so, wait, how's my baby going to get Hep B right now? Are you sharing dirty needles with my baby? I mean, what is going on? And I had a nurse tell me one time that it was the reason they did that was because the nurses may have Hep B, and this is to protect the hospital.
Oh, okay.
It had nothing to do with the health of the child. Mm-hmm. It's to protect the hospital. Okay. Wow. So now we have Indian study reveals the birth dose of Hep B vaccine is unnecessary. And they did a study between babies who were born at the home, because a lot of babies in India are born at the home, mm-hmm. versus the ones there. And they're not finding it's helping. The findings showed that children who were fully vaccinated with or without the birth dose of Hep B had similar levels of protection against the infection. And here's what he said. This is the author's study, Jacob Pulayel. We found the birth dose was not needed as infection rates were the same regardless of birth dose. However, if the mother is a hepatitis B carrier, especially if she is antigen positive, the baby must be vaccinated. The studies must be replicable before they can be accepted. We now have two studies, one from South India and one from North India, showing that many babies have acquired passive immunity that may be protecting them soon after birth when they're most vulnerable from developing chronic hepatitis. Further studies may be done to confirm these findings. So passive immunity has nothing to do with vaccines.
And we get the same results with the Amish communities, for example. They don't vaccinate their children. And there's very, very extremely low autism rate. And that guy you were just talking about, he said the MMR vaccine that the CDC admits 240% greater chance of autism among blacks.
Yeah.
That's huge.
And they have a whistleblower. Well, that's a whistleblower in the CDC, but they haven't made those findings public. He came out and talked to another doctor who recorded his calls and then put that information out because he felt people needed to know it. And they still haven't brought this guy to Congress to talk about it. Yeah, you know, what's the hurry?
Mm-hmm.
It's just black people. What's the big deal? Obviously, Tony Muhammad cares because he goes around to communities all over this country. In fact, I have a standing invitation for him anytime he comes to Austin. Love to have you on the air. Love to have you in studio to break this down and maybe even in our new podcast studio and do like 2 hours uninterrupted.
Absolutely.
Talking about what's going on with these vaccines.
Yeah.
Because it is a crime against humanity and we're definitely over vaccinating our kids and we haven't done the proper studies, not the studies to whether these things cause the antibodies to pop up in your body, which I don't doubt that that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They cause a reaction. Because when you inject yourself with aluminum, your body's going to react to it.
It's going to fight back.
Your body goes, whoa. All right, let's finish up with our callers. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Wants to talk about the IG report. Go ahead, Andrew.
Oh, hey, Rob. I'm sorry. I didn't know you had a guest on. I didn't mean to break in on that.
It's okay. Hope you didn't mind waiting.
no problem. David Knight talks about, you know, how the special counsel, you know, was brought out of law in 1999. The law ran out and it was never reinstated. And I'm wondering, why doesn't any of the lawyers of President Trump, you know, just say, you know, what you're doing is illegal, you know, because the laws run out, you know, and make him pay back the money. And maybe put him in jail. And I've also got another thing. Why doesn't Trump open up, unseal Obama's records? And then all these problems could go away because everybody knows he's not an American.
I can answer the second question.
Okay.
Obama's records are in the National Archives. Guys, you can find this story. The National Archives are missing some key Obama records.
Mm-hmm.
So when the president is finished with his term, these records get sealed and then they get given to the president to put in his presidential library, and that's where they're stored. And then they don't ever have to see the light of day ever again.
Of course.
And supposedly it is against the law to seize those records, although I don't really know all the facts on that law personally, but you can find it. The archives, the National Archives, Obama records missing. And this was June 10th, 2018. In 2014, President Obama did a good thing. He signed the Presidential Federal Records Act Amendment, which authorized and required electronic records to be stored alongside paper records under the 1950 Federal Records Act. So
he's the ghost president or the Manchurian candidate president. He's just got such a shady past.
Scroll up to that second paragraph, guys. It said, despite being the most transparent in history. That caught my eye. Claim to be the most transparent in history. It has been shown to destroy and disappear federal records. Thomas Liscombe writes for Real Clear Politics. The accumulation of recent congressional testimony made it clear that the Obama administration itself engaged in wholesale destruction and loss of tens of thousands of government records.
Just like Hillary smashing her cell phones or using BleachBit software.
Oh, you mean with a cloth? She wiped them with a cloth?
With a cloth.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Andrew. We're going to get into some other subjects on the way back, including some interesting insights into the recent suicide of Anthony Bourdain. People were wondering, is he on SSRIs? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? We'll be back after this.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Guaranteeing your food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crises, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year, there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as traveler stew, homestyle potato soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is the last week to get free shipping on all of our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have some of the biggest sales in our history on super high-quality supplements and other products at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as InfoWarsLife.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula has the strongest curcumin level of any other brand you're going to find out there at 95%. Leading competitors have a curcumin level of 3%. From there, we've got dozens and dozens and dozens of other game-changing products that you and your family will absolutely love and will help support the broadcast. It is critical that you go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at some of those items for yourself, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Thank you. Welcome back to The Real News. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me in the co-host chair is Darren McBreen. And we were finishing up with your calls last segment. And I wanted to get into this because they just cremated Anthony Bourdain's body, which means there's not going to be any autopsy or anything. If they did one, I haven't heard about it. And there's still some questions about his death. He put out a tweet about a month before he died about being a victim of HRC's operatives. He spoke out against Harvey Weinstein. Right. His girlfriend was a victim of Harvey Weinstein. I think she spoke out at one of these film festivals.
Yes.
So I listened to a podcast called No Agenda a lot. And a couple episodes ago, they played a excerpt from a 2011 interview of Anthony Bourdain on from another podcast called WTF. So we're going to play, the first part will be from the WTF podcast. So let's play Bourdain 1.
Now, in terms of your past and how you live now, like you still, you know, well, you're not smoking now, but you did for a long time.
Yeah, 38 years.
Yeah, I'm taking these nicotine lozenges.
Well, I was Chantix, you know, I was taking the, you know, that makes some people
that's
stabby.
Like, well, yeah.
And, or suicidal. You know, worse for me, if I start cheating, I go, you know, go back on.
Yeah, I haven't smoked in like 10 years, but how do you reconcile, you're able to manage.
So he said he takes Chantix, you know, and he mentions it can make you suicidal.
It caused suicidal thoughts.
So, here's an article. FDA anti-smoking drug Chantix linked to more than 500 suicides. So this is coming from the FDA.
Wow.
All right. They approved it in 2006. And in the last 5 years, 544 suicides and 1,800 attempted suicides have been reported to the FDA's adverse events in connection with Chantix, according to documents obtained by America Tonight under the Freedom of Information Act. Adverse events are side effects reported to the FDA by patients, doctors, and health professionals, or the drug makers themselves. The reports don't prove the cause, but serve as an early warning system of sorts for the FDA, which monitors federal drug safety. Okay? So these are the reports they were getting from people on the drug. Yeah, it being a side effect. Bourdain admitted to being on Chantix. Now, after that, one of the hosts of No Agenda is Adam Curry, who's been a guest on this show, MTV VJ, inventor of podcasting, essentially. He had his take on that, what that information means, because Bourdain died in France. What do they do in France? They smoke a lot.
Okay.
You ever been to Europe?
No.
These people are chimneys. Even the Austrians smoke. The Germans smoke. I smoked, some German guy, he was an officer, gave me a German Camel filterless cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Is that what made you sick?
Made me puke. It's disgusting. I'll never do that again. Had nothing to do with the Bavarian ale, I promise. But let's go. This is what Adam Curry had to say.
Story and you're sticking to it.
That's right. Here it is.
Here's what happened in my scenario. He's in France. Everybody's smoking up a storm because it's France. He starts smoking. Like, oh, crap. I really don't want to smoke. Goes back on the Chantix, and anything can happen from there, as we have proven multiple times on this show.
All right, and that is one of the things they do. They don't take advertising. They just do what we do, self-funding. They call it a value-for-value system. They say, you like what we do, just support us. They don't really sell products. We sell a lot of products at the InfoWars store, and right now we have a lot that are 50% off, and I'll get to that in 1 second. But so he says, well, he's there, everybody's smoking. He probably started smoking again. He started, take my Chantix. And boom, he then does the deed.
But if he knew it causes suicidal thoughts, I wish he would have just said, wait a minute, maybe it's this Chantix.
He had been taking it since 2011. And we're not saying he was on Chantix. We don't know.
Sure.
Now, here's an article from TravelChannel.com. Tony's 13 Things I Won't Leave Home Without. He brings his drones, his iPad, his iPhone, his laptop, his Imperial Probe droids, headphones, sunglasses, jeans, desert boots, DVDs, which I doubt he's taking DVDs anymore, a fat book. Oh, for when you're using, prohibited from using electronic devices. And Valium are similar substance for long flights and for adjusting to new time zones. Imodium for obviously regular risks on the road, of course. But Valium are similar. So Valium has also been known to cause suicidal thoughts. Apparently he hung himself. So he had to have done something. And apparently there's people who have blacked out using Chantix. Reports of people like cooking meals and driving their cars and not realizing.
It's like sleepwalking.
All on Chantix.
Yeah, no idea.
But look at this. FDA smokes black box warning on Chantix. Earlier this year, a joint FDA advisory committee voted to remove a black box warning of possible neuropsychiatric side effects, as reported by Medscape Medical News. Members of the Pharmacologic Drug Advisory Committee and the Drug Safety and Risk Management Advisory Committee concluded that in light of results of a large post-marketing randomized clinical trial, the box warning on varenicline, which I guess is the name of Chantix, is not warranted, and the FDA agreed. I wonder how much that cost. Here's another one from a Tribune, and I think it's the NJ Tribune. Study refutes warnings, no suicide risk for anti-smoking pills, Chantix, and Zyban. The warnings about changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, depression, mood, and suicidal thoughts or actions in some patients, all potential problems for people quitting without medication, have scared off many doctors and smokers from trying to quit. The black box also led to a U.S. ban against pilots and air traffic controllers. So I guess they didn't want people on Chantix flying planes. Mm-hmm. And what was that? What were you trying to say in my ear?
Do you know what Zyban is?
No.
Zyban is a...
Are you live on the air?
I'm live on the air.
Okay, good.
Zyban is a... because I was a former smoker. Zyban is also called Wellbutrin, which is a SSRI, antidepressant, anti-anxiety medication to help you stop smoking.
That's right.
It's bad.
Were you on it?
I was on it. It was very, very, very bad.
Did you have any suicidal thoughts?
I had really weird, crazy thoughts. I had episodes where I couldn't adjust my eye. Like, I felt like I was falling. And, like, my brain was just, it was, like, jittery and not working. And my blood pressure was spiking up and down. It was awful stuff. Just to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Worse. Killing people or killing yourself.
There you go. And smoking does kill lots of people per year.
Wow.
Alex Jones used to smoke. He quit cold turkey. I was amazed. One day he said, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. That's the best way to do it. I used to chew tobacco.
You just stopped?
Just stopped.
Yeah, that's one way. That's one way of doing it.
Mm-hmm. It was tough. I tell you, because I chewed tobacco for years.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if there are any Chantix boxes amongst his personal items or Valium or anything else that could have caused that, because people were blown away that Anthony Bourdain committed suicide.
And don't you think it's something they're going to want to cover up? Because it's a multi-billion dollar, I don't know about Chantix, solo by itself. But the pharmaceutical companies, we know, multi-billion dollar.
They don't want industry. This information.
So you go up against them, it's David versus Goliath.
And as Alex Jones said, he was about to come out from the information he got. He had just interviewed Elon Musk and was changing his entire outlook, had like an awakening.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that awakening and him realizing like, I can never go back to my liberal friends or whatever. Who knows? Who knows what goes through people's minds when they're contemplating suicide.
So. And Robert Kennedy Jr., you got to applaud his efforts too on the anti-vaccine crusade. So.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. We'll be right back after this short break. Final segment coming up of The Real News. Our 34-hour coverage continues of the fall of the deep state at Infowars.com/show. Send out that free stream to everybody you know.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate. I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco Ziyech, Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Our team is always looking for new ways to improve our products. That's why we've created the newest version of a fan favorite formula, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus contains the powerful pregnenolone formula, now with an added energy boost. Now you can support your heart, brain, and aging process with an added natural energy boost. The proprietary energy blend includes powerful ingredients like green tea extract, yerba mate leaf extract, and more. Paired with the powerful ingredients in the original Real Red Pill formula, the Real Red Pill has just what you need to support your body while getting the pick-me-up to get you through the day. The Real Red Pill Plus is a powerful investment into the future of your mind and body. Don't miss out on the all-new upgrade to your favorite product. Head to InfoWarsStore.com and get the Real Red Pill Plus today. Get Real Red Pill Plus now at 50% off.
We can't extend this free shipping sale much longer with our best-selling items at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we can only run it a few more days. We're also running out of some of our best-selling items, like our amazing nootropic, Rainforce. It's $19.95. Leading competitors are $60 and aren't even as good. It's a great deal normally at $39.95. Rainforce, you've never tried it. This is a great opportunity. $19.95. Also, Alpha Power is 50% off. If you don't know what it's done for me and so many others for stamina, focus, libido, it does so many things. X2, even though we're having trouble sourcing the deep earth crystals of the good halogen iodine, I am blowing out the stockpile of it we have, at least for another few days, at 50% off. And then after that, it's going to go back to full price until we secure more of it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And thank you all for helping fund the second American global revolution.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
First of all, as a feminist, I can't support everything that's being said up here tonight. But as somebody that hates Ann Coulter, I'm delighted.
Ann Coulter is one of the most repugnant, hateful, hatchet-faced bitches alive. But it's not too late to change, Ann. You could kill yourself.
Ann Coulter has written 11 books, 12 if you count Mein Kampf.
Ann Coulter looks so much like a truck stop transvestite whore that I saw Jeff Ross run to an ATM just before the show.
Up to the podium, I get excited because I'm not really sure what we're going to get. You know, a press briefing, a bunch of lies, or divided into softball teams. It's shirts and skins, and this time don't be such a little bitch, Jim Acosta.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless c-. He listens to you. Put on something tight and low cut and tell your father to and stop it. Tell him it was an Obama thing and see how it goes, okay?
I actually really like Sarah. I think she's very resourceful. Like, she burns facts, and then she uses that ash to create a perfect smoky eye.
Ugh. God, that voice.
I just can't stand it. And you saw her, she's got a show on Netflix.
Oh, now. You didn't understand what I just said,
no,
did you?
No. I tried to tune it out every time she opens her mouth. Can you imagine her at the dinner table or is she somebody's wife? Oh my goodness. She's horrible. That was Michelle.
They gave her a show.
Michelle Wolf. Yeah, she's on Netflix and they just had a recent poll. TV poll, 71% of liberals don't want peace with North Korea because Trump would take credit.
Wow.
Proof once again that liberalism is indeed a mental disorder.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's got her own show on Netflix and, you know, that clip right there really illustrates just the double standard. Can you imagine if anybody attacked a liberal woman like they attack conservative women? And they just go, it just shows a double standard. Also, late night television. I've talked numerous times on this program about the dangers of late night television because a lot of people across the country, that's their news source. That's where they get their news, is late night television.
Yeah.
I met a woman last night after John Bowne and I closed out the show. I did a 12-hour shift. I just want a couple beers with John Bowne, unwind before I go home. And I was wearing a t-shirt that said, liberalism, find a cure.
Right. I saw that. With the little blue ribbon.
Yeah, with a little blue ribbon. Yeah, liberalism, find a cure.
You think this guy needs a cure?
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Vote for him. He's liberal.
So anyway, this woman approached me and I'll put it this way. At least she wasn't your stereotypical liberal who was just F you Nazi and didn't want to talk. She says, I really just would like to ask you a couple questions. And I said, I would rather not get political right now. She didn't sound quite like that. But I wasn't in the mood. But I said, look, okay, you're being nice. What you got? And she looks at me and she says, and finds out she's a lesbian woman, big time liberal. And she said, can you look at me with a straight face? And first she wanted to know how old my kids were. And when I said I had a 23-year-old daughter, she says, can you look at me with a straight face and tell me that you would let your daughter spend time with Donald Trump? And I said, I would be honored if she hung out with Trump for a day or whatever, you know? And she says, you're lying. You're lying. But we get back to the dangers of late night comedy. She kept referring to P-gate. She thinks it's real. She thinks the Russians had dirt on Donald Trump because she actually believes that he allowed or he, you know the story.
Oh, yeah.
The Moscow hotel where prostitutes were paid to urinate on this bed and all that. That is straight up from late night comedy. In fact, they haven't given it up all this time. You know, it's been disproven over and over and over. Late night comedy. Last time I watched Stephen Colbert, and this was very recently, and it was right after Trump's historic victory at the North Korean summit. And since they really didn't have anything to make fun of Trump for because it was a tremendous success, it was a victory, they reverted back to the P-gate. That's all they got. And so what I'm saying is it is dangerous because millions of people take late night comedy as the gospel truth. They think it's actual real news. And no matter what I try to explain to her, she just didn't want to hear it.
Well, hey, man, they wrote a joke in there. So it's got to be true.
Yeah.
You know, that's their attitude. Hey, during the break, our sound guy, Dan, ran this in.
Dan, the sound guy.
Valium and Chantix drug interactions. And this is from the FDA report. Well, you know, 1 month depression, suicidal ideation, 6 months depression, suicide attempt, suicide ideation, 2 to 5 years depression, suicide attempt, 5 to 10 years suicidal ideation, suicide attempt, 10 plus years depression. So, two drugs that Anthony Bourdain admits to using. One, he never leaves home without. We don't know about the Chantix, but it is a smoking aid, stop smoking aid. So who knows? We're going to end this show, though, Let's end it with Alex Jones talking about it yesterday during his birthday message to Trump. You could see it on Infowars.com. If you go happy birthday, I think it's happy birthday, Mr. President, or happy 72nd birthday, Mr. President. That was yesterday. But Trump did, or Jones did bring up his interactions with his source referring to Anthony Bourdain's suicide. So here is that. We're out of here. When we return back to the stream, it's going to be the Alex Jones Show here in 7 minutes and or 6 minutes and 30 seconds. So here we go.
And he said, we've got to get Elon on Joe Rogan. It's any free thinker they don't control, like Joe Rogan or you or Elon, that they want to target. This is a message killing the CNN food host. And, Joe came out, Anthony Bourdain, and did a podcast. I didn't see it, but people sent me text about it. And I saw a shorter clip. I didn't see the full podcast. And my son was watching it all the time. Half the office watches. It's great. I catch clips of it. I catch the Joe Rogan clips, Joe Rogan Experience clips. But, saying, I don't think there's any evidence he got killed. But, then this producer said, but look, he did say he's been on the receiving end of Hillary and her minions and bad things. I put out that 2 months ago, Bourdain was interviewed by Elon Musk and vice versa at a Moroccan experimental energy station, and they spent days together, and they're already really good friends. And I told you what went on there, and I told you he was going to have a Kanye West moment, and they decided that would collapse liberals into supporting Trump. He wasn't going to 100% come out for Trump, but he was supporting Trump with the North Korea thing. He was supporting Trump with a lot of other things, and he really woke up, and he didn't like the Clintons, and he was getting ready to go public. And then he mysteriously dies in a hotel room, and just instantly CNN and Brian Stelter, the demonic Humpty Dumpty, tells us that that's it, case closed, don't look at it, don't even question, and they call me vile and evil. I'm talking to the people that were there, and they think it's suspicious. And it's totally normal when a major celebrity who had his fiance slash, off record, common law wife, whatever, and an 11-year-old daughter and all the rest of this. And then magically he just dies when he's getting ready to go Kanye West. And you got Obama going to Jay-Z saying, make sure nobody else who's in the hip hop community or rap community does this. That shows they're scared. They're losing control of Hollywood, all of it. So the video is what you need to know about Anthony Bourdain's mysterious death. And I love Joe to death, but I'm not saying he was killed for sure. I'm saying the smart people that know him and were with him and said what he was doing were already telling me get ready for Bourdain to go public. Ashton Kutcher, however you say it, I don't really pay attention to Hollywood. I know Bruce Willis is awakening listeners for like 15 years. But the point is that Kurt Russell, for those of us that aren't into Hollywood stuff, it's like, okay, who cares? Clint Eastwood's a patriot, as you know. But the fact that they're going to have the courage to go public will break the back of the Harvey Weinstein globalist bought out by the communist Chinese, which is a big deal. And Trump has made it safe for everybody. And despite all their demonization, he's come through and gotten stronger and delivered. So now they're trying to go, well, we can destroy Alex Jones or we can shut down the free internet, then we'll win. So now we're the new beta test. That's why it's important to rally behind InfoWars. So happy birthday, Mr. President, 72. I thank God every day for you. I'm not a sycophant, but when, somebody's delivering and going through hell and losing billions of dollars, all the boycotts, your hotels and your golf courses where all these big PGA tours are canceling and losing all the TV. I mean, it's over $1 billion. He had to spend $500 million of his own money. So it's more like $2 billion total. At least $1.5 billion. And it's amazing. And it's selfless and it's real. But it's like, hey, somebody's got to be real. Somebody's got to deliver. Somebody's got to not be a globalist piece of crap. And that's the cycle in history. Sometimes we have a bunch of good people and we can't believe how good it is. Then we have a bunch of bad people and we think there's no such thing as good people. But whether it's moving towards
prison. All right, you can watch the whole message at Infowars.com. Happy birthday to President Trump, even though today it's a day late. But happy birthday yesterday. Hey, you're doing good. You're delivering on the economy, unemployment, and even North Korea. So Alex Jones shows up next.
Food independence is a crucial part of prepping. Between debt crisis, natural disasters, or even simple power outages, having a supply of storable meals is crucial. With InfoWars Life Select storable food, you can make sure you and your family are ready for any emergency. With drinks, snacks, and meals in amounts ranging from 72 hours to a full year,
there's no better place to look for healthy, easy, and incredible meals. Including meals such as Traveler's Stew, Homestyle Potato Soup, and a variety of other meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. InfoWars Life Select storable food will help you eat comfortably in a time of need. They even work great for camping. Simply pack a 72-hour kit to go and you have easy-to-cook and transport food for you and your loved one's trip. Don't be caught surprised by an emergency. Make sure you're stocked up today with all the food you need for an affordable price with InfoWars Life Select storable foods.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.